It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello, welcome to Comedy Shoeshine. How you doing, Sam?
Great.
You know,
I'm
I have
not
a bit of
sick. It's awesome.
Oh, whoa! Hold on, really?
Yeah,
that's ridiculous. I thought you were always sick. I've got some bad news, though. I was going back
virus.
I was going back over the numbers, reviewing documents and stuff.
Yeah.
Turns out we didn't do an episode zero, so we need.
Well, that's impossible.
The thing
Where did
that
we start.
We started at one, I guess. So the thing, remember how, like I was saying in episode 100, just consider we did the 100th episode special in episode 99. Now go ahead and move that back to 100. So just,
okay. So we still did 100.
Oh, we still did a episode 100 spectacular as far as everyone else is concerned. Because either way, they will have already heard it. But just now pretend you heard it in episode 100. So, I mean, it's right. Whatever.
Should be easy for everyone to follow that.
I feel, yeah.
I think you're more worried about it than you should be.
It's transparency, you know. I try to, you know, I'm an open book. I want to make sure we are operating, you know how it is.
It's weird that no one said anything about that there wasn't an episode zero. Literally nobody messaged us.
I come to one of two conclusions.
yeah, I want to hear
A is nobody gives a shit. Or
No,
that's not. I mean, that's just the negative part of me. I think
it must be like they can't remember.
Yeah, well, no, okay, yeah. Three conclusions. B is they just, you know, they hang on to our every fucking word anyway. So they're just whatever we say, they're like, oh yeah, that's just true. Like they don't
just immediately accept it.
Yeah, nobody questions us about anything.
Or maybe the episode numbers just don't show up on the thing. Have you checked? I don't think you even put them on there. So, right? They would have to what I'm saying is they would have to count them. Like no one has the time to really count.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's get to, so again, just consider that we did that in episode 100, but this is episode 101. So whatever.
We're going to keep doing the show.
Oh yeah. I guess that's a good point. I guess we are doing the show.
All right.
I didn't think about that.
Jeez.
When you say it out loud like that, it sounds kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I guess that's what we're doing. I guess we're doing the show. So, yeah. Okay. Let's do the show. Let's see. What do we got? You got anything you want to open with? Or I got some stuff.
I have something that's not funny, but I wasn't even going to say it, but I've just decided I will.
Let me tease something, though. I remembered a great fucking bit from F This Days. It was an awesome story that Sam told. That was really funny, and I remembered it, and I realized nobody's gonna remember it because we had no listeners back then. Now we have zero listeners plus like 50 listeners. Back then we had just literally zero listeners. So
we used to refer to it as listener.
Yeah,
listener. Is that bonus content or is that
That'll be in this episode. Okay. I just my boner content. Actually, I should tell. I'll plug that too. You know, we do the boner content.
Plug that boner.
Hold on, let me plug up my boner real quick. It's getting everywhere.
You didn't have your boner plug before you started the show. Jesus.
There's certain recording basics.
I thought you were professional.
Yeah. pop filter. Like just phone on silent and boner plug, of course. There's certain basics that every podcaster needs to have. In the boner content, I've actually talked a lot about what's going on for me, like job-wise and what I'm doing. And there's a funny story about like the promotion I was going to do and blah, blah, blah. And I have a resolution. We actually, last week on the boner, we set up like I should tell these people a certain thing who are kind of offering me a job. and I did. Yeah. And in this week's boner, we get to find out what happened. So just an additional plug to patreon.com/shoeshine, where you can find that beautiful boner of ours.
Also, one more plug. Mm-hmm. You know, just to remind everyone that we did, or I joined you and Andrew on your opening arguments podcast, and we did a 2.5-hour hilarious
breakdown making, of The breakdown, Firm
review. Yeah, it was good stuff. All that, the movie The Firm. You can't listen to it. You don't try.
You
and
have
find
to
it,
be but... a yeah. You have to be a $2 patron of opening arguments. It will eventually, don't tell anybody, it will eventually be available to everybody, but that's like a long time down. You don't want to wait for that. So yeah. Go check out. Sam did a great job. And actually, I'll just tell Sam on air, like we did have a billion new patrons because of that. So,
wow.
Yeah. I mean, that just means they tried to listen to it. I don't know, maybe they all hated it, but.
So I should check my mail like right now.
For royalty checks.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Awesome.
Absolutely.
Woo. My wife's going to be excited.
No, it was great. It was really funny. You should do it. And we'll see about doing more of that for this show in the future. We need to get on that. But anyway, let's get to your story. What's your first item of the day?
You know how there's things that happen in your life that are amazing? The odds are like 1 in a million, but they don't matter at all. Like it doesn't, no one cares.
True.
I'm going to tell you what happened. You won't care at all. No one listening will care.
You remind me of something. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So today I was sitting on the couch. Amazing. First off, 1 in a million.
What are the odds?
I never do. Yeah. I have a chair.
That's about 1 to 1, roughly. So far, we're in the 1 to 1 territory. Just I'll track the probability. Like I'll calculate as you're going. 1 to 1.
Yeah. Do you know what Madelines are?
Okay. 1 to 2. No, I'm just kidding. Madelines?
I think that's what they're called. What? Go next time you go to the fabulous Costco.
Oh, let me make sure I have that right. Damn.
Madeline cookies.
Oh, okay, cookies.
Next time you go to Costco. Yeah, they're cookies. They're like, they look like seashells, kind of.
Huh. Okay.
Like fat seashells. Not like, they're not crispy. They're just pure butter. They're amazing. But if you go to Costco, they have these big plastic things that just have like 100 Madelines, whatever they are.
Okay.
And they're amazing. It's like eating a stick of butter. So
I just eat butter, but okay, sure.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
If you're out of butter, they'll work in a pinch. So
I don't know why I would be out of butter if I'm at Costco too. Like I just get like 40 pounds of butter at Costco.
True.
Anyway.
Damn. Okay. Don't buy them. So they're in the, you know, we have a little pantry by the, you know, in the kitchen. I'm on the couch pretty far away at the, you know, our new house. So the butler was busy or whatever. And I was like, daughter of mine, throw me a Madeline. Like I'm just sitting on the couch. So she goes, I said, give me a Madeline. She goes, oh, I'll throw it to you. And I was like, yeah, that's going to, you know.
It's a little girl.
No,
it's not gonna...
the worst. Yeah. It's not, yeah. It's, you know, what is it, 15 feet, 10 feet from the edge of the couch? It's pretty far for a 7-year-old.
I don't know. It's your new house.
Girl.
I don't really remember. But yeah, it might be more. It might be 20 feet. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of far.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the couch on the left side if you're looking at the TV. And then right to the left is a little chair, you know, a terrible, uncomfortable chair. And then there's 15 feet and she's over by the pantry. So. She goes, I'm going to throw it to you. And I was like, all right. So she'll just throw it on the ground and then I'll have to pick up.
Is this in a wrapper? Is this just a cookie?
Yeah, it's a wrapper.
Wrapper, okay.
A little plastic, clear plastic see-through wrapper.
Gotcha.
So she underhand tosses it to me. And you know when a kid or anybody throws you something and you immediately know it's not going to get to you, so you just don't even bother? That's what I did. So I saw the flight of the cookie and I was like, it's not going to, you know, I'll just wait for her to get it and bring it to me. Yeah. I was, you know, kind of into being a jerk. So, and I also did the thing where I just, like, someone's going to throw you something. You kind of put your hand out, like, to catch it or whatever. So I already had my hand out kind of laying on the edge of the couch. The cookie.
Are you lying down?
No, I was just sitting.
Maybe
kind of leaning
lounging,
over to the
slouching.
Left. With my left arm out.
Okay.
On the couch.
On the couch.
The cookie goes in the air. And I gave up. Like, I wasn't even looking. I was like, whatever. I still had my hand out there. It hits the chair, bounces in the air, lands right in my hand, perfectly in my hand. What are the odds of that? I told her, like, go try and do that again. We'll never be able to do it. She can do it 1,000 times, never be able to do it.
Wow.
But, like, yeah, something like that happens, and we were both laughing and everything, and, you know, my son was laughing and everything, and I'm like, it's weird. Like, something like that will happen, and it's like, that could have never happened in my whole life. I could have lived my whole life.
Yeah.
No one would ever throw a cookie and land it off the chair in my hand. But it doesn't even matter.
It's the funny part. Like, it's
it doesn't
matter. 1 in a gazillion, But it's not like you can stop the rest of your life. Like, no, to admire it, you should. I mean, really, it should be like, we should never do anything again. Let's just, every day it'll be like, hey, let's pay tribute to the time where, you know, like, let's celebrate that occurrence. And then you'll have like a shrine to it and you'll just be like, this was an amazing occurrence. But you just move on. Like, it's just, okay.
Yeah, you're just, that was funny.
Yeah.
It's not like, and also I don't believe this, but it's sort of like you probably have things like that that happen in life and they're either you won the lottery or you were driving in the rain and a car was going to kill you. And then you hit a turtle was in the road and you hit a shell and then you flew over the car and didn't get killed or whatever. Mine was just a cookie landed in my hand. Like that might've been the, like, used up my one in a million shot for something as useless as that.
Dude, I think I may have told my one in a billion shot, and this is the stupidest story of all time. This is the dumbest story. I maybe have told it, but I don't remember, and it's been a million years if I had. This is one of those things. This is exactly like what you're talking about. I think mine is even more. Mine is even worse odds, I think, but you can tell me. In high school, this is the weirdest goddamn thing that have ever happened to me or that I've ever done. And
you went to high school?
Moved on.
Holy shit.
In high school, cross country, we were on a trip. And we've talked about that. Like, that was the reason we did cross country. Running was fucking bullshit. Fuck that. But you could go on trips and then there's like girls on the trips is the main thing.
Yeah. We've talked about that. It's amazing.
And, yeah, it was the best. One of these, this didn't involve a girl, unfortunately. I wish it did. But one of these trips, we stopped. I can't remember which one. It might have been Tahoe. I can't remember. There's a place we stopped. And, you know, when you would stop on those trips, it's like kind of there's a bunch of different places to eat maybe. And different kids would go to different places or whatever. And whatever. Somebody, yeah. We were in the parking lot. I think we were done eating. I was done eating. Somebody had like bought a whole box of these ice cream sandwiches. And have I told this story? Because this is the weirdest thing. I've never. And this is the thing about me. This happened to me. And I didn't tell anybody. Like, nobody, I didn't think it, I think as a result of growing up with our dad, nobody would care. If I told this to him, he'd be like, I don't care. And in his defense, this is a weird story that no one should care about. But it is a one in a bazillion thing. So, this guy's just handing out these ice cream sandwiches. For whatever reason.
Just handing
reason,
them out like candy.
That's right.
Sorry,
like
go ahead.
Ice cream candy. they're in packages, just to clarify the what we're dealing with here. Little, you know, white nondescript packages.
The paper kind of. Is it the paper?
I think they're a little bit plasticky. But there's something they're like between plastic and paper, you know? That material that's like kind of this anyway.
Plaper.
Yeah. Plaster. Plaster. For whatever reason, I do not know why. I don't know what possessed me. I guess it was divine intervention. Somehow something took over my body. I didn't want one of these. I don't know why. I don't have an explanation for that. I didn't want one. Maybe I was full, but he's giving them out and he had a million of them. So I took it and I was like, I don't want this. And I looked and probably, God, it's a long memory. So it's going to be hard to know exactly how far away this thing was, but I want to say it was, oh God, it's 50 yards away. No, probably not. It was probably 30 yards away. It's a long way. It was a long ways away. There was a dumpster 30 yards away. Maybe 20 to 30. That's in feet. That's a long way. That's 50 feet.
Really
60.
Long.
That's a long way. It was not short. Now you think out there, now those who are interested in this really stupid, non-interesting story, you think I'm going to say I just threw it in that dumpster. That wouldn't be a story. That would be, that was kind of cool.
That's kind of good.
It's kind of good. It was far. This is even better than that. This dumpster, I don't know if everybody will be familiar with this. It was completely, you know, when there's a chain link fence around something, but also there's those little slats in the chain link fence, like those brown, you know what I mean? Like there's those brown things so that like you can kind of see through it, but not really. This dumpster was entirely covered with that. It was like a little, how to describe it? It was completely
nary an
surrounded.
Ice cream sandwich sized hole is what you're trying to tell me.
Completely
impenetrable.
Yes. The designer had a mind to like not allow an ice cream sandwich in this dumpster. Clearly it was written all over the design of it.
Yeah.
But it was not, it was fully surrounded except for what I want to say, and I'll try to be as charitable as I can. Maybe a 1 foot gap Maybe. I feel like it was less than 1 foot. At the very top of the front-facing wall. So this thing, so the top, totally covered. You know, picture chain link fence all around the dumpster, right? It's like a chain link fence kind of fort that has however many sides that would be. What are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sides? And the top is totally covered. The bottom, or the front facing me, was it didn't go all the way up. So there was about a gap of maybe like 8 inches that went all the way across. Within a fucking tenth of a second of grabbing this ice cream sandwich, I look over for no reason, no fucking reason. And I just decide I'm going to throw it at that thing. And I did. I threw it at the thing. And as it was in the air, the guy who was giving out these ice cream sandwiches was like, dude, what the fuck did you do with that? And everybody looked. And he was like, dude, what did you do to the bam, right in the thing? And everyone was like, oh my God.
And it, they canceled the trip.
Yeah. And everyone was like, holy shit. And I was just like, I don't know what just happened. I have no idea what that was, why I did it, what was the point. There was no point. And I forgot about it for like 10 years. And then I remembered back when, in F this, I think I told it, maybe not. I told it to somebody at some point. And it's totally one of those things. It was a 1 in a billion nothing thing that like, I did. And then we were like, wow, that was incredible for like 20 seconds. I was like, okay, so anyway, and then we moved on. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
God.
Nobody cares. Like you said, you can't.
No, you can't tell. Nobody cares. You can't do that on a podcast.
We won't do this on the show.
you can't tell anybody about that. Like you can't repeat a story like that in any way. You'd be a moron to try to tell a story like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, awesome. Let's start the show.
Does everybody have stuff like that, or is it just us?
Oh, yeah. Everybody, because people tell us shit. This is my favorite part of the show. Like, people still tweet me your calculators, by the way. I still want to know your TI-83 or 84.
Wait, you're getting calculator tweets?
No, that's what I'm saying. I want more.
Oh.
Somebody was under the mistaken impression that we were done talking about calculators. I'm never done talking about calculators.
I know. I wish I could think of anything new.
I know. If you have any ideas for something for us to talk about calculator-wise, we're all ears. And also, tweet us if for this week, or Facebook, or whatever the hell you want to do. If you have some 1 in a bazillion story like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let me know.
Good one.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. I can't think of any others, but I know there are. Actually, I have another one, but I won't tell it. I have a weird one from being a kid where I almost died. But anyway.
Wow.
Let's move. We can move on to something.
Okay.
Remind me another week to tell that story.
Okay. Do you want me to do another one?
No, I can do. I guess that was yours, huh?
Yeah.
So let me do a quick one here. Oh, I got one. So the other, I would say it was Thursday or Friday, I was walking into work, and this is one of those things, this is along our theme, we have different themes, recurring themes of the show. One of those is like, there's a guy in life that we just aren't, or whatever, like whistling guy, or there have been other examples. Like you and I, we're not whistling guy, we'll never be whistling guy.
Yeah.
Maybe some of you out there are. I don't think you are. A lot of people fucking love the whistling guy bit, by the way. I have another guy, kind of. I've got another guy that I'm just not. I was walking into work, and across the way is some sort of car repair shop that looks like it's a set in a movie for a ripoff bullshit car repair shop. Like, it looks like, you know those places of business where you're like, who uses this? Like, who takes their car to obvious ripoff, weird looking, shady car?
Seriously.
It's weird. Like, but there's lots of businesses like that.
I've always thought that. Yeah. It's like, I just walk or ride a bike before I would take a car to one of those places.
Yeah.
What if they're really good though? Maybe they're awesome. I don't know.
Could be. Yeah. It's probably, I probably shouldn't. They must something because they're still in business.
With mechanics and stuff like that, it's not like you can judge them like, oh, you don't look like a good mechanic. Yeah. Like, how do you know?
They all look like the same oily, like greasy, shitty guy.
Mostly just covered in oil.
Yeah.
Drinking oil, sweating oil.
Anyway. Yeah. And as I was about to walk in the door, I heard shouting. I heard a lot of commotion. And it was a 2 second thing. But I heard a bunch of, you know, when you're out on the street and you hear like, like just shouting, random, indescript, whatever the word is. You don't really know what they're saying, but it's like, it's always like, I'm already mad. Like immediately I'm just mad. Like, I don't know what the fuck this is. Either it's directed at me, which then I'm seriously mad, obviously. Anyone's yelling at me, like, what the fuck are you yelling at me? I'm just walking to work. or it's not directed at me and it's just like, what is this? And I turned around and all I saw was a quick glimpse of like, I want to say it was like fucking six mechanics. They got a lot, and they must do a lot of business because there was like six mechanics. And they were all yelling at some car driving by. Maybe it was somebody they knew or something like that. And they were just yelling stuff at it, like just yelling. And I thought, I will never do that. There will never be a situation where I'm out in the street and I just yell at somebody. Like, I'll never do that. Like, as long as I live, if you want, you can watch me my whole life. Feel free, listeners. You just track me my entire life. I will never once yell at somebody that I know, ever. And it's like, there's people who do that and there's people who don't. And I'm not that guy.
Yeah, it's a good call.
Just like, and you know that feeling though, when you hear that, it's always weird. You're like, what's fucking yelling? Who's yelling? And it's like, oh, it's just nothing. Like they.
I only hear yelling all day at my house every day with my kids, and it's never
true. But it's different when it's men yelling. When you hear actual men yelling at you, it could be danger. Like you're like, oh, is this weird? There was a bum the other day that started yelling right in front of me, and I was like, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's
That's fine though. I mean, if you're homeless, I feel like you know you've earned that. You can do that if you want. Like there's no. Oh, dude.
The two reasons to be yelling and pissed off are A, if you have a job, or if you don't have a job. Those are the two.
No, and with that, I just brilliantly transitioned into the story that you're going to tell. See if you can remember.
I'm going to tell.
Yeah. Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll start telling what made me think of that and see if you remember the old F this story. And if you don't, it's okay. I'll remind you. But yeah, I was just kind of...
I thought you're going to actually just play it, right?
No, we're just going to re-talk about it.
Oh, okay.
When I was, I was walking around work and there was a homeless guy in the kind of this little park that I was walking in. And he, as he was walking at me, he's just shouting like, just yelling, whatever, like you, and I don't know if he was yelling at me or whatever, but homeless guy, your key words are homeless man in a park. I'll put a timer on.
Homeless man in a park.
Do you remember a story you told that involved potentially a homeless man in a park?
Jeez.
Okay, I'll give you another clue.
No.
Also involved a beard.
Almost going to park with a beard.
Very overgrown, unkempt beard.
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Involved a friend you used to have at work who had a very long, unkempt beard. And he was... You don't remember
I don't
story.
Even remember a friend I had at work that had an unkempt beard.
We played basketball with him.
Play basketball. This is going terribly
wrong. He was on our basketball team. He was nailing threes with his homeless man beard.
Yeah.
Do you remember
the
now?
Keep moving thing?
Yeah, that's the best thing ever. I fucking love that.
I know, it's so good.
So I saw this guy in the park,
I
and I remember
your
story.
It was a story. Sorry. I thought it was like just a thing. Like,
no, sorry, you told the story of what happened. I can tell it if you don't fucking remember.
Oh, okay. So yeah.
It was
you
great.
Want me to tell it again?
If you want, or I'll tell.
Sounds
it.
Like you know it better than I do.
So Sam had this friend who at work had like the longest beard ever. Then this was kind of before beards were like that in, you know?
Yeah, like, well, let me tell you a little detail.
Okay,
first off, he was a manager too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Manager too, okay.
Like, you know, I mean, you don't understand.
Yeah, now I know what that means. I didn't at the time because I didn't
so
work.
So normally a manager too would be someone who was, you know, not towing the company line, but you know,
might
like
be,
dress nicely, clean shaven, all the things that you would have to be to get promoted to a manager too. So it was extra weird because he just decided that he was going to look like a homeless person.
Pretty
like
much.
Just, that's what he looked like. But he was a really nice guy, sort of, except for that one game where he lost his mind. And remember that?
Oh no. Oh, at the ref maybe? Or no, I don't remember.
Yeah. He just like went nuts and like got kicked out of the game. But every other time I dealt with him, he was pretty normal. He had a family and, but yeah, he just decided like he's going to have the shittiest beard. It wasn't.
God, I love this.
It was like all gray. That's another key for a homeless.
Gray
you can't
and
have like a normal.
And, the neck was one. Not. The neck area is also key.
Yeah. The neck and the grayness and everything. It was just like a
and
scraggly.
And this was a little bit before this was in. So now he would look a little more normal.
Yeah.
But this
was like 2005 or 7.
Oh, was that long ago? Was it before?
Wait.
I would say when you told the story was like 2011 or something.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if it had just happened or not.
Okay.
Well, let's say it's that. It was still, we weren't in everybody has a beard territory yet. We're getting closer to that. But anyway.
Yeah. So you want me to finish?
I don't care. So, I'll tell the story. I love it.
I don't remember. I remember the punchline or whatever. Okay, I don't remember here, how it so, got to that.
Well, he was jogging.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
He
yeah.
was jogging and he happened to be in a park and he's gotten tired. So he decided to, I think the way he told it was, yeah, it's my yeah. favorite story. He got tired. Yeah, he rested against a tree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he sat down, rested against a tree. And then somebody, I don't know who, I don't remember if it was any sort of official person or just a dude. Maybe it was, I don't know, was it a police? Do you remember? Somebody just came by and told him, like, hey, man, you need to move along. Like,
keep it moving. Yeah, move along.
Keep moving. And your whole bit was like, it's fine if you're homeless. Like, that doesn't matter at all. You yeah. can be a homeless. Obviously, the punchline is he was mistaken for a homeless person. And yeah. But they just, you just need to be moving. Like, you can't be yeah. still and be a homeless person. You have to be moving along. Like, that's, yeah. it's so
As
funny.
Long as you go from park to park, no one says anything.
Yeah.
The as minute you moving. Stop, they're like, oh, this is a dangerous person that has stopped moving. And so we have to do something now.
There it's could weird. Be the same exact number of homeless people, too. Like,
yeah.
But if they're cycling from park to park, like they're all, you know, switching, like, okay, we all rotate musical chairs, like, then it's fine. But if they're stopped, it's not fine.
It's
so funny.
I was trying to remember how I heard the story because I don't think he told me.
Oh, really?
I think my other friend told me and he thought it was hilarious yeah. and he was telling me about it. But I mean, we were working in the same small office. It's not like he would have made it up or anything. But
just yeah, getting told to like move along is so yeah, good.
Keep it moving. I think it was like keep it moving, move along.
Do you remember if it was like an officer or just a person?
I think it was just a regular person. Yeah, that's what made it even
better.
Funnier.
Yeah, that's even better.
Yeah, I don't think
who has a – who now that's – that – who decides that they can say that? You know, that's amazing. I talk about one another callback to your best bit ever is, are you a man? That's something that I would never do because I'm not a man. But it's some sort of person who is a man who's decided, like he looks himself in the mirror every day and is like, yeah, I'm a man.
Yeah.
He decides like,
help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he sees a bearded guy sitting in the park, he can say like, you need to move along. Like,
yeah,
it's the same thing. Like I could never do either of those things.
Well, I want to know what the guy, what my old coworker said to him. Like, what would you say if that was you? He'd be like, or what? Like, what are you going to do? Kill me? Like, what's going to happen if I don't, if I rest at this tree for a while? What's going to happen? You're going to arrest me for sitting at this tree? Such a weird thing to say to somebody.
Yeah, really
I can see people feeling it. Like you said, like, oh, I wish this homeless person would just walk to the next park. I'm kind of uncomfortable with him not moving to the next park. The set about rotation that we've all agreed that homeless people need to take. He's not doing it. But yeah, what is the...
So
you can't
weird.
Make him do anything.
So awesome. Like, God, I love it.
It's so good. Yeah, man, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So that's... Hopefully I'll remember an old F this story every week somehow. No, I don't remember.
I thought you would actually listen to them.
No, I just remembered it. And if anybody... if anybody has an old story or bit that they think is funny that they want us to do, we'll do it. We don't remember anything.
Yeah, it's like, impossible.
Yeah.
I don't remember when you gave me all the hints in the world. It took me forever to remember.
Yeah, true. Your turn.
So I was on Facebook today for whatever reason, and I saw this ad that came up that, you know, there's ads that they kind of look like a story or whatever. It wasn't exactly like that because it was pretty obvious. It said like, join me. It was like a picture of a doctorish looking guy, but he's totally ripped, like gross ripped and like all tan or whatever. But it was like, or it said like, I'm giving 30 free dinners or 50 free dinners away at this restaurant that's near me, kind of like I know of it. So it wasn't like an ad that was like a national ad, you know, like some kind of weird whatever. But it was, I guess it was an actual doctor or chiropractor.
That's not a doctor.
Yeah, not a doctor. Who's in the area and he's doing this thing where he's like, join. So I click because there's a YouTube video showing like not playing, but you know, like the red button arrow thingy. I was like, I have to watch what I had to know what this was.
Right.
So it's like, I'm giving 50 dinners away, but you have act now because spots are running out or whatever. And it said like, no strings attached. It's just a free dinner, you know? And so first off, I was just thinking about how weird it is that there's stuff like, you know, with the, I guess probably the most famous thing or most known thing is like the timeshares pitch, where it's like you go somewhere and you get like a free dinner or like a stay somewhere and you just have to listen to the timeshare pitch.
Timeshare.
You
don't have to. They're really insistent about it.
Yeah, yeah. But this one apparently is like he's a chiropractor, but he also has some. His pitch was like, you know, 1 out of 1,000 people.
Wait, am I playing this or no?
Nah, it's not. It's stupid. 1 out of 1,000 people right now lives to be 75 to 90 with no medication or something. Some just fact that he throws out that's not, that's probably not, you know, verified at all.
No one ever lives like, without medication.
Yeah. He's like, I can make your life to where you can live to 60. He put a pretty large range. It was like 60 to 150 without medication. He talks about everyone's on medication, all this stuff. So you just come to this dinner for free and I will, you know, tell you all this stuff. And so in the Facebook, the weird thing is there's comments, you know, in the Facebook post.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like his thing. All these people like, oh, I'll take a seat. I'll take a seat. Put me down for a seat. Like everyone's signing up for it. I'm like, what kind of person does that? Like,
I don't know.
Is there anybody who goes like, okay, here's the problem. One is like, I could not go to something without feeling like I had to give him something. Like,
yeah,
there are people who, I mean, would
at least
just
a
be
blood
like,
job or something.
Yeah. Yeah, minimum.
Yeah.
There are people who are like, I will go to something that somebody is paying for free and just use that thing that's free and leave. There's people that just do yeah. that. Like it's nothing. There's no way I could ever fucking do that. It's the weirdest thing. Like free stuff, anything free. People will just take free shit constantly.
Yeah.
And with nothing. And then if you ever said like, hey, can I have like $20? You'd be like, no. What do you, what, why would I give you $20? Like, I'm not going to do anything for you. They would never give away other stuff. They're just people that will just take free shit for no reason.
Yeah. It's
but
really
secondly,
weird.
Like, why would you want to do that? I was thinking it from his perspective. Like, why would you just yeah. like give a bunch
is
of
it
fucking
all at
idiots?
Once, by the way, like, is it a big dinner party? Like,
yeah.
Where
yeah.
you're, so part of the other part of it is, not only are you going to have to be around this weird yeah. doctor, you're around a bunch of other people who think it's a good idea to get a free weird dinner from a weird doctor. Like, that's
would you
fun.
Ever do that? If no. it said, like, you get $1,000, no strings attached, I would still not do it. I wouldn't do it. There, if it said $100,000, I'd be like, eh, well, this, there's no way
there's
that's true.
There's no way, yeah.
There's no way you would ever do that. But people do that. How does anyone do that? Like, I wonder if my wife would do that. I think she might. She could do that. She could just say, like, if someone wants to give me, because the other side of it is like, if someone does want to just give you something for free and says there's no strings attached, they should kind of just give you something for free with no strings yeah. attached. Like, if you go there and eat the dinner and the guy's like, so are you going to, like, you know, sign
try
up
my
for,
5 week program?
Yeah. yeah. Are you going to sign up for my practice or whatever? And you go, no, thanks, but no. They can't, like, be mad at you, yeah. right? I mean, they just said it's a free dinner and
right.
there's no strings attached. But, like, it's just so weird. Such a weird idea and yeah. setup that works, apparently. Like, the thing was filled. Like, I tried to get a seat. I couldn't even get a seat. It was all filled up.
He should give away more dinners.
But I was thinking it would be fun if we had a couple listeners or whatever to do it, you know, just to be like, I'll go do it. And just, I'll, yeah. it's, it would be the most uncomfortable thing.
Oh, I thought you were saying we
ever.
Should also just give away a free dinner to our listeners.
Yeah.
You have to listen to our, we have to make up like a pitch though, like something we're selling. I don't know.
God, it's so weird. That's and then funny. The people, you know, there's people who are going to buy the thing and it's a total ripoff. It's the whole thing is weird. There should just be a rule. It's like, you can't fucking
well,
do
dude,
that.
Fucking chiropractors. God, so fucking, why do we put up with that?
I don't know.
It's fake. It's nothing. Everybody out there who uses a chiropractor, they're just popping your bones. It doesn't do anything. It's not the key to health or alignment. There's no such as like alignment. None of that is real. They just pop your bones and a little bit of fucking, what is the carbon or something? What is this fucking gas that comes out? I can't remember. Whatever yeah. that makes the popping sound. There's some gas that does it. Comes out of your bones. And that's all it is.
Bone gas.
Bone
yeah,
he's just releasing a little bone gas. That's all, yeah. all he's yeah. doing. Yeah,
it's weird. Nothing. Yeah, like, yeah, people would think like, you know what it is? Like, I've just been sitting a weird way, and all my bones are just out of spot,
out of
right
alignment.
Spots.
Yeah, it's so intuitive to people. Yeah. They're like, this has to be real. And what sucks is that we've legitimized it. So they're like, well, he's a chiropractor. I mean, he's a doctor. He clearly knows what he's. They don't know anything. It's fake. They're a doctor of a fake thing. Isn't that fucking weird?
It's so
that
weird.
That we all just decide we're cool with that? God, people are so fucking stupid. God,
it's like you have muscles in your body that have everything is in its
place. Yeah, that's
place.
What like, hurts.
Yeah. That's the thing that hurts is that you have muscles. It really hurts.
Yeah, that's what really hurts the most. It's the fact yeah, that
it's fake chiropractors are one thing, but the thing that really hurts is the muscles.
So but, stupid.
I mean, okay, let's say somehow your bones or spine is out of whack. Couldn't you just like hang from something and things yeah. would probably pop?
Yeah, you just straighten out.
Yeah, just hang.
By
from
the way,
a,
I think
something.
That is a remedy that people used to try.
God, yeah, I mean, so we weird. All have. Plus, just use your Batman thing that we all have. You know, where you sleep upside down with
Michael
your feet
Keaton's
in there.
Batman sleepy thing.
Yeah, yeah, just do that like one night.
Boy, does that not make sense? Why does he do that? That makes no sense.
I don't know.
I never thought
because
about
he's
that.
A bat.
Yeah, but he's not really. That's the thing. Like,
I know
he's not actually a bat.
Yeah, it's weird because he's Batman. He's not a bat.
No,
man.
He's not a bat.
He didn't. It's not like Spider-Man where he got bit by a spider and then he's
a
spider.
Bit by
a
bat.
He had no physical interaction with a bat ever. At least
he
from
doesn't
what
have
I've
partial
understood.
Bat DNA.
No,
he just likes bats or something. Yeah. Like he's just a fan of bats.
Because he likes bats, he can sleep upside down. And all the blood rushes to his head, and he dies in like an hour. You can't do that, right? You can't. Like, don't you die after a while?
If you think you die, but it's not good.
Yeah,
I think you might go blind or something. Like, I think eventually, I don't know. There's something probably happens.
Mom used to tell me that I'd go blind if I kept.
Yeah, and if you stare too close to the TV. Yeah. Oh man.
Anyways, I just can't imagine being that person that would just go to the dinner.
Oh, yeah.
So
Batman.
God. Yeah, Batman's dinner.
Imagine being
He's
that person.
Terrible cook.
Freaking
fucking
Batman.
Bat wings and fucking bat hair.
So you had a commercial, right? We're kind of running out of time, so we probably should do
Holy
it, I
shit.
I mean, we're
not
totally
funny.
Out of time. But
it's not funny.
Okay, I will click on this.
So this is a Xfinity. I don't know if everyone in the country has Xfinity. It's
maybe not.
Comcast cable. Or cable company. TV company.
Oh, I think I've seen this. Okay.
So this is called Hooking Up Grandma's House. It's not funny, but it's just I just wanted to play a commercial.
Entering the gates of hell.
This is the grandma.
Where there's no Wi-Fi and no shows. AKA grandma's. What does she mean?
I don't know. She means that we're not up to date.
Really?
They're hooking up Xfinity.
Ooh, look at that.
Merry Christmas.
Check this out.
What? Hey, pass the remote over. I'll show you how it works.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
The little girl is blown away.
I got no more wrinkles.
So they have a great time. Best holiday.
Yeah, they're having a great time. So what happens is the grandma... This is just a song goes on forever.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey. So there's a grandma.
It's hard to play another ad and then stop. No.
An old sweet grandma and an old bald grandpa are sitting on an old couch, and she's looking at her cell phone. She has cell phone, I guess, but not like a
And
TV.
She knows what Twitter is, I guess.
Yeah.
Or something.
But no TV and no internet, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
But she follows her granddaughter on Twitter, and her granddaughter tweets some mean, terribly mean thing about
her. Or Xfinity just found it and was like, we need to tell this grandma this mean-ass thing that her granddaughter tweeted. And
it in her face. Probably it. That's probably it. So then they don't understand, and then they get internet and TV, and then there's a little montage of like the kids
Christmas
coming over.
Ever.
Yeah, and it's the best Christmas because there's like a TV and internet and stuff.
Yeah. You don't have to pay attention to your old ass grandparents.
Yeah, exactly. On one hand, it's funny because whenever we would go home to our brother and sister-in-law, they don't have a TV and there's nothing to do. It's terrible. It's the worst thing ever.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, or we'd go home to our parents' house and like the internet was so bad.
Oh,
it was practically not even internet. Like you couldn't even use it.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean... Yeah. So on one hand, like it makes sense. There's nothing wrong really with the commercial. It's just weird that we're like, this commercial's like sort of celebrating the fact that like.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I think it's funny. And the grandparents are celebrating like, finally, they don't have to interact with us in any way. Like, wow, they're so happy that they don't have to see us. They can just be on their phone watching a movie or doing whatever.
For me, I think it's kind of weird for us maybe because we literally never had a grandpa at all. Both of our grandparents. Fathers died before even I was born. They were so dead by the time you were born.
They were a long dead.
And then one grandma was alive until our best grandma was alive until you were like 8 or something.
No, I was like 13. I think it was fourth grade, whatever that is.
Yeah. So, and then the other grandma was pretty much crazy and gone. So like we never really even had grandparents. So it's weird because like if my grandparents were still alive now, I'd probably be okay with going over to their house once a year with no internet and TV just to like see my grandparents. It's just weird. It's like you can't even hear your grandparents.
I'm sorry. I interrupt this. I need to tell a story. Oh, my God. Do I need to tell a story?
Okay.
This is something that I have always had a perfect recollection of, but it's been a few years since I actually looked at it from an adult's eyes. I was abused as a child. No, close. Dude, oh my God. Did I ever tell you how I found out that our grandma had died?
I think it's probably the same way I found out.
No. I guarantee you it's not the same way.
Okay, well.
Our dad's mom, by the way.
Oh, okay. No, I have no idea.
Dude, I was at... This is unbelievable.
Well, we need a slight backstory.
Oh my God.
Well, slight backstory.
People know the backstory of the fact that, you know, our dad didn't talk to his mom. And so she used to live right by us. No, they never talked. What are you talking about? He never talked to her again.
No, I don't know if we ever told that. Really.
Oh, yeah. No, we've talked about it. We definitely have. Okay. It's been a while, but just for any new listeners or whatever, our dad just stopped talking to his mom one day for no reason. Like she did something about a car. Like he wanted to give her a ride and she said no or something weird.
So, I don't even know what it was.
Yeah, it was some bizarre story.
I thought it was feeding the dog like too many treats or something.
I don't think so. I swear it involves a car. I swear it's like she wouldn't take a ride that he offered or something weird like that.
Well,
and then
just
it was
to back up slightly, he built our house and there was an extra like apartment-y thing. We called it the apartment that she lived in for a while. 10 years or longer. And like, so he kind of like built a house for her to live in with us.
Yeah.
That was weird, like that he would even do that. But anyway, yeah, she was living there.
Why
and
did
just,
she
like,
move out? I don't know. I guess I don't even know that.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That she
but
moved
him
out
stopping
because...
talking to her was after that.
Oh, really?
Like she moved out. I think so. Maybe not.
They
I don't,
got
I'm
in
not...
an argument about something. Either it was the dog or something where she moved out and like rented a terrible apartment and we never saw her and she was sad forever. And anytime I went to see her at the apartment, she just said, like, no one ever sees me, and it's miserable, and I'm lonely. And I was like, oh, that sucks, because I was, like, 12.
Yeah, we didn't get
I had no
it.
Idea.
We didn't understand that.
If I was
an
adult now, I'd be like, that's the worst thing ever. We'll come see you every week, or
what an
you
asshole.
Should just move back to the fucking empty apartment that we built for you to live in until you die.
Dude, this sucks, because here's what we're going to do. We're going to go over time. I don't have time, though, so we're going to have to shorten my boner a little bit.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
No, because I have to tell the story. This is this is mind-blowing. I can't believe I haven't told this.
Yeah.
The way I found it, so that's the backstory of our grandma. And she eventually moved again, right? She moved to like San Andreas, I think.
Yeah, and then we just don't know what happened. Like she just went crazy.
Well,
we never heard what happened.
Knew what happened.
Yeah.
When, and it ties in perfectly with an episode from 2 weeks ago. This all ties, same universe, it all ties together. So the way I found out that she was dead was I was waiting for our fucking dad to pick us up forever, as usual. And I don't remember our little sister. So for whatever reason, I might have been by myself or maybe I just don't remember. And my best friend for a while, you know who he is, my best friend as a kid, his mom, for some reason, how did this topic come up?
The dentist's wife?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
I do not know how this came up, but somehow she mentioned or something like she thought that my grandma had died. And
so weird.
I did not know this. This was news to me. And I was like, I don't know. Like, did she, I was just a dumb little kid. Like, I didn't even know how to respond to this. And she's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure because I have a friend who does Meals on Wheels and she said that, she passed away. And then I just started crying. And then she just left. It's the best thing ever. This is the greatest thing to realize from an adult's point of view. As a kid, I was like, yeah, that's fine. Whatever. She told me this news and she left. This woman broke the news to me. First off, I can't totally blame her because what are the odds that I have a grandma that nobody told me has died? Which is reality. That happened. Nobody told me that our grandma died. Our dad obviously either didn't know or didn't tell us or whatever. Nobody told us. He would have to know. Like his brother would have called. Somebody would have told him. And just nobody told us. So she goes, oh, yeah. Like I don't remember how the conversation started. I don't remember if she was trying to, say condolences or whatever, in which case it's totally acceptable for her, or if it came about some other way. But she just revealed What must have been going through her mind? Like, this kid doesn't know that his grandma died. It wasn't like it happened that day. This wasn't like, oh, she was the first. This maybe it was a week ago. Like, he doesn't know. And then she was just like, I gotta go. She just left, like with her son. And just left.
Yeah.
And I remember, here's dude, even better thing about us and about our dad. Our dad picked us up. I didn't mention it.
Yeah.
Never not. Mentioned it. Never. To this day, have I mentioned that to our dad?
Yeah, of course
not. Isn't that the weird? I'm all realizing this right now. Like, I've never, God, that's occurred to me before that story, but for whatever reason, I finally realized, like, just how fucking ridiculous that entire story is.
Yeah, and I guess it's sort of helped. I mean, sort of need to hammer it home again that she lived with us on our house for 15 years. Mm-hmm. We'd go over there and all the time.
Even when she moved the second time, she was 12 minutes away.
Yeah. Never saw her.
Never saw
her. But we would go there all the time. She'd give us like cookies and popsicles. And like she was weird, definitely, but she was never like
she was nice to us,
mean to us. She was always nice to us and we liked her. And like it's not like we hated her and didn't want to talk to her again. It was just like, oh, we're never seeing her or talking to her again. There was no discussion about it or anything ever.
Well, I think would our mom still take us at all? Or was it because
I like I said, I remember going to her first apartment she moved in like once or twice. That's it.
Oh, I thought it was more than that. Okay.
That's all I remember.
But then when she moved again, we definitely never knew went there until sometime after I found out this news, we had to clear out her shit or whatever. And I remember being a lot older then, which is weird. I don't know. Something's going on with my brain. I don't know what.
I didn't do that.
I did. Yeah, I had to help move stuff. I feel like it was a while after for some reason. She might have had like a storage unit or something. I don't know. Something weird.
Well, the last sad, heartbreaking thing about the whole story is that I think you got it too, but I remember I was 20 or 21. I was playing in a band and I was working as a bartender going to school or a server. I had no money. And I got a check from her. Like she put.
No, I didn't get anything.
Yeah. She put a fund for me or me and somebody. That's weird. You didn't get any?
Nope. Don't think so.
It wasn't like a lot of it. It was like $2,000. I mean, it was a lot of money for me at that time. Or any time really, but I just got a check for like $2,000 that she put it like a bond or something away for me. And I was like, oh, awesome.
Yep.
So like I barely got to see her when I was a kid. I saw her a lot. Never was nice. You know, it was nice, but not like,
maybe she started it. Yeah. Like a not too terribly long. Yeah. Around, like
that's probably what it was. Ago.
Yeah. She definitely didn't do that for me.
Yeah. I totally needed the money and I used the money and I was like, cool. Can't say thanks or like, man, I wish I would have seen you in the last terrible, lonely 5 years of your life when when your son just didn't talk to you when you were like, it's just, God.
I mean, she obviously had problems too, but still, just the odds, the idea that, and so it's like, man, here's the thing now. Here's where we have to turn it on ourselves. Like, are we doing the same thing with dad? Not really. Like, he decided he's not talking to us, right? I mean, it's not like she didn't come out to Thanksgiving 1 year when it was at her house, because that's fucking, I would say, okay, never mind. We don't need to turn inward. Never mind. I thought we did, but we don't.
No. She also didn't say like, I'm not talking to them anymore because they believe some whatever.
God. We can't even get into that. We'll get into that political next week. We've gone over time. We can't even get into that. Maybe the boner, but probably not because I get it. Yeah. All right. Thanks for joining us. That is fucking unbelievable. Dude, just, I what's so funny is I had no conception of that. And literally, our dad picked me up, and I knew as a kid, as a whatever, 8, 9, 10, I don't know how old I would have been, but maybe 10, 11, I don't know. I knew not to even tell him. Like, I knew that or that I couldn't tell him. Like, how weird is that?
If you said, like, dad, grandma died or whatever, he wouldn't even say anything. He would just straight up ignore you. That was the word. We are out of time, but being ignored constantly when you ask a question is fuck God.
Oh yeah, they would do that
so bad all the time. Just not like not even letting. It was like you didn't know if he even heard you say it. Yeah. And you're like, oh okay, I guess I'm being ignored, so I won't ask it again.
It's the worst. I can't believe it. So anyway, thanks for listening. We got a good story for you over on the boner. So patreon.com/shoeshine if you want to check out the boner story. So thanks for listening. We'll see you guys next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com. Or like us on Facebook.com/ComedyShoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter at Comedy Shoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.